The show is entirely listener-supported. That's you. You're listening. If you want to find out how to get bonus episodes, extra episodes, early content, all kinds of stuff, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
God, get me through this episode.
We call it the Tour de Concerns.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. How you feel about clowns, Jeff?
I'm fine with clowns, and I don't understand it.
Issue with clowns.
Everybody's freaking out about clowns these days. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
A clown is an adorable, fun-filled, happy thing that is spreads joy to the world, entertains children, makes a laugh and a giggle here and there, and is otherwise ineffectual.
I mean, if anything, I think clowns can be sad. I think they can be a sad thing.
Sure.
I think it's a strange and limiting life choice in a lot of ways to be a clown.
I don't think anybody is just a clown.
It's just clownophobia, right? Like, that's the name.
I guess. I don't know how much can be attributed to it just sort of permeating the culture.
Yeah, and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And
isn't
like,
that a comedy?
Well, not when you're a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I don't know. I've never found them frightening.
Me neither.
Or creepy.
Me neither.
I think they're weird.
I mean, I guess it has something to do with wearing a mask. Like, masks inherently are scary, and the face paint of a clown is basically a mask. Mm-hmm. And I think that whenever humans obscure their face to another human, we inherently get a little creeped out by that. And the abstraction that is that mask on a clown's face, I think some people can find disquieting. But
yeah.
I honestly have always been baffled by this weird clown thing.
Well, maybe we will be baffled no longer, Jeff, because throughout the United States, reports of clown-related crimes are way up.
It's a clown pandemic.
It's a crime wave of clowns. It's a clown wave.
A clown wave.
That's
which,
what's going
by
on.
The way, is usually so fun
it's
to be a
so
part of.
It's so hilarious.
Can you imagine at a stadium and you just part of a clown wave?
They just come pouring out of a tiny car and they turn into a tsunami of balloon animals and
I want to get swept up in a clown
bicycle
wave.
Horns.
Just ride it out.
Well, you're doing it. You're living your dream.
Yeah.
Over in the past couple of months, there have been like 18 reported clown-related incidents across North America. North America, of course, includes Canada, our wild, untamed, unkempt neighbors to the north.
I'm not familiar.
It's an up-and-coming place.
Okay.
They just got plumbing and electric.
Oh, that sounds exciting for
them. It's
going
to be great.
Okay.
It's going to be great. They mostly have a pelt-based economy.
Oh, now I understand.
Yeah. It's mostly...
Pelt and maples.
Pelt, maples, and sketch comedy are their main exports.
All right, I hear you.
But no, so here are some of the things that have been going down in terms of clown threats.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I've heard nonstop talk of this.
It's been nuts.
Everyone's talking about it.
So in Quebec, which is a part of that Canada I was talking about
earlier,
teenagers were photographed in August wearing clown masks and wielding chains, and they allegedly chased kids from a park to their homes in Gatineau, Quebec.
Teens be teens.
Nova Scotia.
Just lovable scamps.
The Nova Scotia police.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the Nova Scotia RCMP.
Ooh.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Now we're talking.
Now we're fucking talking.
Yeah.
They're
just
Mounties.
Chasing people down on their horses.
I love Mounties, dude.
And their red coats.
Yeah, man. They all look
hats.
Like Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Or
strong
that guy
jaws.
From Due South. Hit CBS quirky crime procedural Due South. Kids Ask Your Parents.
No, their parents aren't going to know.
Kids Ask Me.
Yeah.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Nova Scotia say that a 24-year-old man wearing a clown mask and t-shirt with a clown image was arrested this past Tuesday after he allegedly tried to grab a young boy in Clark's Harbor.
Just wanted to grab him?
Just wanted to grab him and give him a smooch.
Let me just grab you, and then I'll let you go. It's catch and release day on the clown.
In September, Cape Breton Regional Police said they received calls about clowns standing in the road or jumping into the road.
What?
South Carolina.
Was it a clown crossing?
Clowns hanging. Yeah, it was clearly posted.
Did they post it?
It's a posted clown crossing. You have to slow down.
They call it a bozone.
Because they get transfixed by your headlights.
Yeah, they'll stop right in the middle of the street.
They get transfixed by your deadlights. We all float down here. We all float down here, Charlie.
What?
That's
what's happening. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the clowns, they get confused.
Right, and they just stand in the middle of this road and just start making balloon animals.
They think you're supposed to, people think you're supposed to flash your high beams at the clowns, but that just scares them even more.
It's ironic that when they get caught in the lights, they make a balloon deer.
They start making shadow puppets.
Yeah.
When they get caught in the lights.
It's always of deer.
And they're like,
and it's like, look, and a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, and they look at you and they wink. They're just like, get it?
That's the last thing they ever see because your car smacks them.
South Carolina, residents in northeastern South Carolina have told authorities that's the most geographically confusing place to be in South Carolina. Northeastern, southwestern Carolina.
Wait, are we in Carolina still?
I don't even know anymore. They have spotted people dressed as menacing or unusual clowns on at least 8 occasions in August.
What's an unusual clown?
Yeah, what do you have to do to be the unusual clown?
You know, all these clowns, super normal. That clown, though, woo, he's really oddball out.
That's a really unusual clown. Why? Because he just looks like a dude.
Regular shoes.
Just a dude.
He's got a nose that's, you know, flesh colored.
He just looks like Robin Williams and Patch Adams. He's just got, like, the nose and the feet, but otherwise he looks like a regular guy. It's very unusual.
Oh, man.
This originally started with these reports of scary clowns in South Carolina, Virginia.
Yeah.
Clowns running around in neighborhoods or standing at the edges of forests, like all this stuff. And then it's just spread.
That's what it is. It's copy clowns.
The worst kind of clowns.
I don't think this is an epidemic. It's just people like think it's funny and they're copy clowning.
A lot of experts are saying this is actually social contagion. Social contagion is it's harder to come up with your own original idea than it is to build off the idea of someone else.
Right.
So that's why we have trends. That's why we have things that become fashionable or become trendy.
You have those two
like clown-based murders.
You have those two volcano movies that came out the same year, and you have clown murders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's basically like, okay, come on. Like, really?
Yeah.
Deep Impact and...
The other one. You have that...
Deep Impact and Armageddon, really?
I don't think that was the other one.
That wasn't the other one?
It might have been.
I think it might have been.
You have like all the superhero movies coming out, and you have clown murders.
And clown murder. It's like, okay, I get it. Enough with like Thor and Captain America and murdering children in the South. Enough. Okay, we're so tired of clown murder.
We just have a dearth of fresh ideas.
Can
is
we
what
get
it is.
Any other kind of murder?
We need to
please?
Get more fresh takes on murders.
I know. I'm so bored of all this child murder because it's all the same. So yeah, they think it's become like social contagion. Like people hear about creepy clowns and they're like, "Oh, I'll go be a creepy clown, or I'll make fun of these creepy clowns, or I'll scare people by pretending to be these creepy clowns."
Right.
And it's leading to actually all of the arrests that have been made.
During
this clown epidemic.
Yeah,
have been people piggybacking off of this, like mostly teens. That are like
teens,
pretending
teens.
To be clowns on social media and threatening people or sending like threatening pictures to people, pretending
to
be clowns.
It's as if they're some sort of insane clown group, like an insane clown.
It's more than a group, though, because they're affiliated by a particular need. Like they have... They have a very specific thing that they're trying to do.
Oh, so like an insane clown squad.
Kind of like a squad, but I really don't want to get people confused with the hit movie that everybody loves, Suicide Squad, that's amazing.
Oh, good point. Good
so
point.
I want
there's like a clown-esque character in that.
There is. Like, there are a couple. So I want to, it's an insane clown. Oh, what is the word? Like, people either looking for justice or revenge or to cause trouble.
No, I know that it's on the tip of my tongue.
Hold on, I'm thirsty. Let me drink some of this Red Pop.
Mm.
I love Faygo. Oh, Faygo Red Pop's the best. God, if only I could think of the name for...
I don't know.
Let me listen to some rap rock to help me clear my mind.
Oh,
rap rock always helps me clear my mind. So yeah, this is basically people capitalizing on these initial reports, which, by the way, who knows how many of these initial reports were even accurate? Who knows if anybody has even really seen one of these clowns? I mean, now we're seeing these like kids that are piggybacking.
There's no clown videos?
Like in September, October. But these initial August sightings?
Yeah, OG clowns.
The OG clowns.
Yeah.
No sightings. No real evidence of the sightings.
It's just become a thing.
it's just become a thing. And police are like, look, we even are getting conflicting descriptions of this clown. So when this started in South Carolina,
sometimes it's got a happy face. Yeah. Sometimes it's got a sad face.
Look, all I'm saying is that the facial features that you're describing on this clown don't match this last one. This one says triangular eyes and a sad face. This one says round eyes and a happy face. Is he really going to change his entire face? Really?
That sounds impossible.
It sounds impossible, and you people need to get your story straight, or we can't help you.
I hate this insane clown group. Did you know that clowns are very particular about their face makeup? Like,
I too listened to that episode of WTF with Marc Maron.
Oh, good.
Who was it?
It was Zach Galifianakis.
No, it wasn't. Was it?
I think it was, talking about blankets. Wasn't it?
It was, John C. Reilly.
Oh, it was John C. Reilly. Because he's a clown fetish.
He doesn't have a clown fetish. He was a clown. He was a performing clown. And the whole deal with clowns is once you are a clown and you create, part of the whole deal with becoming a clown is you create the look for your face.
Yeah, and it's like becomes
and
your
that's
trademark.
You.
Yeah.
Like nobody else can use that face.
I love it when we summarize other podcasts for people.
Welcome to the podcast where we talk about the best parts of other podcasts so you don't have to listen to them. Today, WTF with Marc Maron, an episode from 3.5 months ago. That's not even relevant anymore.
But it's true. Actually, I was trained in school by one of the world's great clowns.
Clown murderers.
Yeah, I was trained to murder.
I was trained to murder by one of the great clown murderers.
I got a degree in homicide.
Hilarious homicide. Hilaricide.
No, honestly, he was
hilarity.
World-class trained mime and clown, and we learned a lot of clown technique. And maybe that's why I'm not scared of it, because I know that human beings do it and not weird creatures from beyond the grave.
One of the first movies I ever did, way, way back when I think I was like 20 years old.
Yeah.
It was maybe the first feature length thing I'd ever done. And it was a guy who was just like self-funding this movie. And he came from a clown family of clowns.
Wow.
And when we went, like, we shot one scene like in his parents' place because they had a big backyard, and their house was a nightmare. Their house was like,
I think you've brought this guy up before.
A museum of like circus paraphernalia. Like if you
that sounds awesome.
If you had a fear of clowns or circuses,
but
or
what if
any
I didn't?
Stuff,
wouldn't it be amazing?
It was at the very least gaudy and tacky as hell.
It's like, here's the horn room.
Yeah, I mean, just pictures and paintings of clowns, like circus, like giant circus lights everywhere.
That sounds like John C. Reilly's house, to be honest with you.
Probably. And this guy Joey, his name was Joey. Like, really didn't want us to go into his house because he had some clown shame.
Oh, it's the worst when you have clown shame.
Because he was like, God, and I don't know if it was shame or if it was as, like, I know exactly all the questions I'm going to get, and I just don't
want
them.
Been through this before.
I don't want to answer. No, I don't want to fucking juggle for you.
I will juggle for you right now.
I would love to juggle. I've never been able to pick it up.
Really? Oh, I love it. I could teach you. I used to teach kids how to juggle. That was what I did before.
I'm not as smart as a child.
Before
I don't
I murdered
have the
them.
Dexterity of a 6-year-old Jeff. If I did, I'd be juggling by now.
It's so easy to lure them places when you can teach them to juggle.
You start juggling and you skip happily into the woods and they just follow you.
No, but honestly, I could teach you in a second. I used to work for a Shakespeare company that the kids would come in during the day and you'd have to teach them and then you do Shakespeare for them at night. Yeah. And the thing I taught
their
was
their parents
juggling.
Don't know where they are.
No.
All day you force them to juggle. All night you do Shakespearean soliloquies for them.
They love it. And by love it, I mean they scream and cry and sleep.
But then like 3 weeks into it, all of a sudden, they've always been there.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
The only life they know. It's the only thing they remember.
Yeah. And they call it the Midsummer Night's Scream.
The worst.
Anyway, it's very easy to teach it.
Yeah.
I could do it.
I've tried videos and stuff, and I've tried, like, and I just, I'm not, there's something about it I'm not getting. And I don't know what it is.
The juggling part.
It's the juggling part. It's the throwing things up in the air and catching them at the same time part that I'm not getting.
Yeah. You start slow, man. You start with one ball. And then you just toss it from your hand to the other hand.
Feels like a waste of time.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. You got to have a little patience. Yeah. Got to have a little patience.
Refuse. So you think the fear of clowns
is stupid.
Is stupid, but you also think it's just the makeup, the mask.
I honestly do. I think the obscuring a face is scary. And I think that when people feel like there's this mask, this people, I can't make out what you actually look like. That, to me, I think is the root of the fear.
Okay.
But there's also maybe some kind of weird infantile behavior stuff that happens with clowns and the fact that they kind of don't speak a lot.
I think there is a connection to the feeling of like sadness or desperation that I think some people latch on, which, like you're saying, all the clowns I know are actually very happy and they enjoy it and they're very skilled because, like you said, a lot of the physicality of performance is taught through clowning and mime.
Right.
It's like a very old form of acting. And like, especially when you're on stage, you have to know how to exaggerate your motions like that.
Right.
Without feeling silly or stupid.
Yeah. So, and like, communicating things through physical, through pure physicality.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that when you see a great clown, when you go to like Cirque du Soleil and they, you know, you have the amazing acrobatics, but then the interludes are always clown segments.
Yeah.
And the way that they can captivate an entire audience, get people to do things without saying a word.
The way they can captivate an entire audience of children by tying them up in the forest.
It's amazing. The pure dexterity of tying all those little hands. It's quite something.
But I think there is something to, and maybe this has been done in the media like a ton, and that's why we feel this way. But like, I associate clowns in the media with loneliness and alcoholism and desperation and
really?
Hiding something, like because of all these.
I think
like,
you're thinking of actors.
Yeah. But clowns, particularly.
Ah.
When you think about things like right now, like you're talking about baskets, or you're talking about Shakes the Clown, or like other. Just there's the idea of the sad clown goes all the way back to Pagliacci, right? Like it's an old opera. The idea of I am a sad clown.
Right.
My face is actually masking the abject desperation and sadness of my life.
Okay.
And that's like been a trope of media forever. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's kind of just embedded into a certain group of people.
Yeah.
The same way, like, I don't know, any other iconography.
Did it create the idea of murderer clown, or did that exist before it?
Not murderer clown, but took the idea and turned it into like demon. Demon will take the shape of clown.
Right.
Because I think Stephen King kind of based it off of like weird previous reports of clowns and things like that.
Yeah. In Northeast Central Carolina.
Yeah. In Derry, Maine. It's all in Derry, Maine.
Yeah.
Which is Derry real? Derry's not real.
Derry's real.
Derry, Maine is real.
I believe so.
Because I know Bangor, Maine, like Bangor is obviously real. Yeah. And he does a lot of stuff
in Bangor. I think Derry's real too.
Derry is a real place.
I think so.
I wonder how much of this clown crime is actually happening. I mean, obviously the stuff that we're seeing now with teens is real.
All of it seems a little bit... there's not much to it.
There's not much to it. Other
but
than...
Because it's clowns, it has this sort of resonance for people that I don't quite understand.
Can I use a word that I hate, Jeff?
Sure.
Clowns have gone viral, dog. That's all it is.
Yeah, it is.
The more the news reports on this, the more people are like, what the fuck is up with this clown stuff? We're getting closer to Halloween.
That's true, too.
Like, it's all just so perfectly timed.
Yeah.
How many clowns do you think there are going to be this Halloween now? So many, probably.
Oh, there'll be a lot of, evil clowns on this Halloween.
So many evil clowns.
Yeah.
Are you going to be an evil clown?
Yeah, dude, totally.
Of course.
I'm going to dress my baby up as an evil clown.
I'm going to sit my baby in front of the forest and see if he can lure other babies there.
I'm going to teach that baby to juggle. I'll tell you that right now. There's a lot of pressure on us for the baby costume for Halloween. There's a lot of you got to really step up large for the baby costume. I want to do something good.
If you guys have suggestions for baby costumes for baby Kylo, obviously Kylo Ren.
That would be good. Actually, we could just dress him in that. He's about the same size as your actual Kylo Ren statue.
I have the 3-foot Kylo Ren. My Kylo Ren is bigger than your child.
I could just disrobe your statue and put it on my child. It probably would work great.
And Kylo's cloaks are not allowed to touch your dirty baby.
What?
You're not, never. No, absolutely what? Not.
But my
your baby's just gonna put all that stuff in his mouth.
It's true.
He's gonna drool and pee all over it. Your baby can't touch my Kylo. That's a collectible.
It is a collectible, but think of how much better it'll be when it's a mouth saber.
Ah,
yeah.
You're the worst. How much of this clown? Do you guys have a fear of clowns?
I bet there's a lot of people.
I bet there are a lot of people.
I just don't get it. I thought you kind of did.
No, I just think they're sad.
Yeah.
And I know they're not, but I just think they are.
I love a good clown.
My wife, it's probably, I told you that my wife is deathly afraid of clowns.
Oh, that's what it is.
Deathly afraid. Cannot deal with any clown related.
Well, we should
thing.
Definitely dress up then.
Oh, I send her links to all this stuff. I think it's hilarious.
She'll be terrified she's by like, my clown baby.
She's like, knock it off. And I'm like, no, they're coming.
Can you imagine an evil clown baby costume?
God, yes, I can. I can picture it right now, and I think it's the best. If you guys have a fear of clowns, don't have a fear of clowns, we want to hear where you weigh in on the whole clown situation.
Have you seen any lurking in the woods nearby?
Yeah, let us know.
Is there one right behind you right now?
Maybe it is. We all float down here. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can also let us know how you're feeling about this clown thing on the subreddit, which is where this story came from. You go to wehaveconcerns.reddit.com and share your opinions and thoughts with other concerned citizens. The internet.
Great
can you believe
people.
It?
Great people.
Great people, great times, great internet. Reddit.
Clowns.